6, mobile.
Patrick, KB4, CPA.
What about you, Dave?
Simply marvelous. Just playing around here on the radio.
Doing ST8 this morning.
Just a few minutes ago, I was listening on some of the sideband on some different bands, but I couldn't. There's a guy in Poland and some other contacts I would have liked to have made, but they just couldn't hear me. So, it's just another sign that I need a little more oomph, I guess, to reach them. I need to go ahead and put that in the fire.
Find it long enough?
Oh, me. Well, I tell you. Well, sometimes I think the radio is 100 watts is enough, but then you get these guys right on the fringe, and they just can't hear you, and it's kind of frustrating.
That frustrating part of it, I was dealing with that before I got my antenna up, not being able to get into the repeater reliably.
And you know, it's funny because I'm using the same repeater, and I'm only using about 10 watts to get into the repeater, and this radio must have a much better receiver in it, because I'm receiving repeaters that I used to couldn't even hit.
Yeah, it's the way it is for me since Daniel and Chad and I put that antenna up my house. I can hear things I've never heard before.
I think we had a breaker in there. Go ahead, breaker.
KB4
CPA.
Say hi, guys. This is Daniel.
Daniel, what
is your office finished up yet?
Actually, I'm at Lowe's. I was picking up some electrical stuff to kind of wrap up the electrical part of it.
You built the Taj Mahal over there.
I know. Tell me about it. Well, one thing leads to another, and you start a project, and then you find out that something's not done right, and you're trying to fix it, and it just gets crazy and out of hand, so...
Guys, I have arrived at my next destination, so I'm going to hop out for now. Daniel, good to hear from you. Dave, good to talk to you today. And I'll be clear after y'all's finals. KO4HKX, 73.
Patrick, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later.
Like I said, just heard your voice and wanted to say hi.
What are you working on, Daniel?
Office, and so I decided I was going to organize it. I haven't had much time to do much on it, so I wanted to try to clean it up and get it organized. So I built some new cabinets, and hang on one second, I'm picking up some food. Sorry about that. Working on some cabinets and did some built-ins and new did a custom top and just trying to get it done, and I was also kind of doing it for the other reason of having an actual nicer setup for my ham stuff.
Nice. That's one thing I admire people that can do is cabinetry work. We did ours, but I think we could put different doors on them and painted them and that kind of thing, but that was about it. And new hardware, but like that feature.
The space to build it, so I just ended up building my own cabinets, go ahead and make it custom the way I wanted it done, and I mill my own wood, so I was able to use some of that, but yeah, I put those soft close features on the doors as well, so I'm liking that. This is the first set of doors I put soft close on.
Feature, and they had put them on our, we had our, both our bathrooms redone, totally redone at separate times, of course, and they put the soft close in the main bathroom, and it's just really nice, and they put a new countertop in the kitchen and backsplash, and we painted the bottom cabinets a kind of a royal blue and the top cabinets white, and it really looks good, and it's, of course, it already had the hardwood floor, which is only a couple of years old.
Yeah, I did these, I did a billard green, and I did like a super mat, so I do, for Zoom meetings and stuff, I'll use that. I wanted it to look nice and not be reflective, so I went with a mat, which is a little harder to clean, but I felt like it would look better for my calls. But yeah, I like it, and then I did a custom, I did like a mahogany top on it. I was able to, I had these boards I had milled up that were 12 foot long, and my space was 10 foot long, so it worked out good. I was able to use these boards, and no seams in the middle or anything, no piecing anything together, so that worked out nice. So I've been happy with it so far, but I just got to get it done. I got a Zoom call tonight at 5, so I got to get this office put back together. It's been destroyed.
It's the regular Clint Harp. You know who that is? I said, you're a regular Clint Harp, H-A-R-P. Do you know who that is?
K-I-4-D-T-Y. I do not.
CPA, he's the guy on Fixer Upper that does special projects for them. They want, you know, some custom-made tables, or maybe like a kitchen table, or a table that would go in a hallway, or just anything. And he uses a lot of reclaimed wood, and he's real big on that. In fact, he's got his own show on Discovery Plus, and he goes and helps people that build barns and you know, other structures, and they build it like they would have, you know, back in the, you know, 1800s. So it's really cool to see him work.
You're talking about now, Clint. He is amazing at what he does. I don't get to watch that show, but I know I saw him a few times on Fixer Upper. I think you mentioned that. But no, he's amazing at what he does.
They actually had to move. He had his shop at the back of his house, and people were just walking up to his house, and that he didn't know, and you know that they didn't want any business. They just wanted to say hey, and so they had to actually move and keep it a secret, so that that his family's not bothered by the tourists.
Yeah, you you know people will show up anywhere if they know, they think they can find you. But that's crazy. No, I enjoy, most of the time, I enjoy building stuff, so my wife's got a list that's thinking long right now. I don't think I'll ever catch up to it. But, like I said, I decided to take this little weekend project that started a month ago and build my cabinets and get everything ready. And I got everything ready to install and then opened it up and got it ready and found some water damage. And it just led to me opening up way more than what I had planned on doing and going in there and fixing some rot and trying to figure out where that leak was coming from. So this little project has taken me a month now, which I never expected it to happen.
The way it goes, you always run into something. And especially if you're working on an existing, structure, you start digging in there and, we found out like these cabinet drawers, I had to reinforce them because they just glued the front of them on and they were just literally hanging. We didn't realize it and I closed one of them one day and the whole front of it just fell off in the floor. That's when I saw how they were put together, I actually had to, reinforce it so that wouldn't happen again. But it's just stuff like that, that you're not expecting.
Well, I chose to build my own because my dad was a finished carpenter and cabinet maker and did some, did woodworking like that. So I knew how to build the cabinets and, I knew I could buy them, but I knew it wouldn't be put together the way that I would want, and it'd be a lot harder to customize anyway, so. But no, it's been all right, but yeah, Patrick heard my woes and cries a couple weeks ago when I found out that, there was water damage coming behind the wall that I was not aware of. So it wasn't like enough to for me to know where it was going into the carpet and stuff. It was just enough that it was just rotting the wood behind it. So, but it's all good. But I'm at my destination, so I need to get going and get this stuff done. But it was a pleasure talking to you, buddy. And this is KI4DTY. I'll be final when you're clear.
Okay, Daniel, have a good day. It looks like a nice one out there. I'm gonna get out there and do a little work on the car. Got a cold air intake I need to put on. All right, 73. So talk to you later, KB4CPA.
Good morning, Dave. This is Ender OTR. Haven't heard you in a while. And good morning, you, Daniel. And I got a load of big rocks on in the trailer behind the truck here, not far from home. But just want to say hey.
Hey, you. Sorry, I have to jump out, but I wanted to at least say hi.
Roger, Roger. Thanks, Daniel.
Hey, Tom, I'm sitting here doing a little FT8. I worked Croatia and Czech Republic just now. One on, one on 10 and one on 15. So, anywho, and last night I worked China on FT8. That's my first one for China. I'm almost up to 100 countries.
Do they have a separate award for that on the computers, or is it still a DXCC? I just wondered about that. I don't really know. It's been fairly decent during that contest this last weekend. I just kind of cherry pick a little bit because I worked China before, but not too many times from Kansas. But I did. But it would have been GW or sideband in the old days. But I worked, one that really intrigued me was, he was just a few miles from Alice Springs. And if you don't recognize that, that's where Quigley Down Under was supposedly from, is where he was from. And it was Tuwangua or something like that. I don't know. I got it written down below. And that's right out in the middle of Australia in the outback. So that was kind of fun. I worked him on 10, and then a few minutes later, I worked him on 15. And pulling in here, the 10 meters, gosh, has just been non-existent for a long time. As far as normal ways of radio, you know, CW or sideband. And there was quite a few on there that I picked out that was a lot of fun to work. But I looked at on the map there on QRZ, and he was right near Alice Springs.
Well, that's something. Some of these places I work, I have to look up on the map because I've never heard of them. And they're usually like little tiny islands off the coast of, you know, like Venezuela or Puerto Rico or something like that. And, you know, just never, I've never heard of them, so. Anyway, but when they come up on the FT8, I said, okay, well, let's just see what that's all about and see if we can work them. And sometimes I can and sometimes I can't.
Ham radio. The first one I worked, it was about the week before this contest was. I don't work contests very much, but if I see something I want, it's fun. Because, well, it was sideband. Now that I think about it, down to Australia, it was VK4 Alpha. If you look that up, you'll see where he's at there. If you hit satellite on the map, VK4 Alpha. But I've got lots of cards from Australia, but never one right out there in the middle, I don't think. But it was nice. I worked one. It was 89. It was off between Africa and Madagascar. There's a couple of little islands in there. And one of them I worked several times, but this one, not so much. So I went ahead and worked him. But I'm pretty sure that was CW. And, then I talked to a guy in Hawaii, which is not uncommon. But it was for the fact that I hadn't worked him in several years. And nowadays, you know, you kick it into your logging program and it tells you, yeah, you worked him 10 years ago or whatever. And a lot of times they'll come back to you. I was talking to a guy in, I think it was Russia the other day or something. Tom, it's good to hear you. like it was yesterday or something. Oh, no, well, we talked in 2017 or whatever. And it's a lot of fun like that, especially when you work guys that you worked years ago and hadn't worked since. But had a lot of fun with it, Dave. I wasn't after any awards or anything like that. I've got 8 out of the 9 bands on DXCC, but getting 160, now that is an achievement that I haven't yet succeeded at. I got 60 on there, but I need another antenna is what I need, Dave.
KB4CBA. Yeah, I need a 160 antenna. I don't, mine's just the, my Wyndham's the 6 through 80 version, the 135 footer, so I need a few more feet to get 180. And I can hear, I mean, 160, I can hear 160, I can hear people talking on, but when I try to get back to them, they can hear me, but evidently it must be garbled or something because they can't understand me. They'll say, yeah, we hear you, but we just can't understand you. ham radio is a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
It's NZLTR. Yeah, it is, Dave. The all the power on that would be lost in the tuner, most likely, would be my guess, because they're just not made to tune that. But that 160 antenna, I never had one for, I guess about 25 years. And I've been a ham 27. I never did have the acreage to do it, and I don't now, really. I could go straight back, I guess, into the timber that nobody goes into. But mine goes across four different properties here, and I just got good neighbors and told them that I wouldn't bother them. But you got to be awful careful, because it really gets into the AC in a house real easy. And you can really interfere with some stuff, so that's another consideration. But I never have had anybody tell me that they heard me. And most of the time, I would be using CW. Now and then I call up into the Kansas net and check in with the Western Kansas net, just for the fun of it. But I'd like to have one back going north and south so that I could get better lobes out towards Europe on 160. But it's not that important to me, to be honest with you. But now and then, if I see something posted, I'll go over there and see if I can hear it. And most of the time, no. But it's nice to have it. But and they cost quite a bit of money. One time you can spend $107 on a Ballon, and then 265 foot of wire, and then the coax to go to it. You can put $400 or $500 in a wire antenna real quick, Dave.
And so, I've been tempted to buy a Wyndham and take it to my sister's house in Maggie Valley. She's up at 4,000 feet, and take my 7,300 up there and see what it would do. And shoot that thing up in the trees, and she's got some really tall trees in the backyard, and there's nobody back there, so. I could just basically do whatever I wanted to, and it would be fun to set up up there. I don't know if I ever will, but of course I'd have to have her permission, because I'd have to run the coax into the house, and she might not want me to be doing that.
Up there, you probably get a lot of lightning strikes, but I've got two lightning arresters on mine before they ever come in the house, and then I tie it to ground whenever I am not around it, and that means every single time. I don't have to. I got a good switch there. I could just switch it over to ground, but I just take it loose and run it over to a quarter inch by 1 inch piece of copper bar that goes to ground. But talk to Gary, KI4DOS. Now, I have a super loop, and I got to tell you, it's just fantastic. And W4DJW put my first one up, and I've renewed it. But it's basically the same. And Gary has one that is just a little different length, I think. And he says he can tune 160, if I remember rightly. It's been a long time since he told me that. But it's only 100 foot long, Dave. And just might be a few inches under that. And I think I showed you mine out here in the backyard. If not, you can come look at it. But talk to KI4DOS. And I'm almost certain he told me that he could. And I can't on my super loop. It just will not do it. But there are variations of the length of the super loop that I read online. But it's a very easy antenna to construct, Dave. Over.
Well, I could do 100 feet back here. That wouldn't be any problem. So you said that's Gary DOS?
Yeah, KI4DOS. Over there at Easley. and tell him I said he's the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina, and he'll know who it was that gave you the reference. he's a good one, Dave, KI4DOS, and I'm almost certain he told me that his would, but I think there'd be a little bit of variations in it. It uses a Kurt Ballon. I recommend wire design. That way you'll never buy another one in your life on the Ballon, but you don't have to have it. It's a little more pricey, but it'll take 5,000 watts, so if you ever get an amp, you'll never have to replace it. And a lot of them are rated 1,500 or so, but they'll last a couple of years, and then they go kaput a lot of times. With that wire design one, it's a good one. But, well, there comes the mail lady. I'll wave at her. So, anyways, Dave, I better go ahead. Bernice has been patient here.
Hi, Dave.
And I need to pull up here with these rocks, and I don't know how many I'll unload, but if I slap her around a little bit once a week, I can get her to unload these rocks. Would that be your recommendation?
Niece, and I have no comment on that latter part of your transmission.
You're just ticking any bit.
Yeah.
It might backfire.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah, that might backfire.
The sign that says the beatings will continue until morale improves.
I got one on the wall here. It says something about don't do it your way, do it the way the wife told you to do it, and it'll work. And I gotta tell you, she's a farmer, and that's something to be proud of, because that woman knows a little of everything, I think, including how to beat me up, Dave. That's why I get all these bruises on me.
I believe that.
I'm pretty lucky. Well, come see us. I'll let you go. And you have a good day. And if you're not doing anything, come up here and unload these rocks for me. he didn't have a full scoop, so he got what he could out of there. They're pretty good-sized rocks. Yeah, only charged me for half a load, so I think I got the better part of that, but I don't know. It was his offer, and he had some other ones there that were washed and cleaned, and they were for a pallet of them there, and they got them roped off in a wire basket. It was $175. And these are $120 for a load in my trailer. It's a full scoop. It kind of makes your truck grunt going up that big hill where the place is located. But he didn't have any more rocks. And I asked him why not, and he said it's Biden's fault. I got a kick out of that. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
You be careful unloading those rocks and don't overdo it. And I'll talk to you later. And enjoy the rest of your day. Good to talk to you, Tom. I haven't talked to you in a while. And 0TR, KB4CBA 73.
He's in another. KM4CWA, KM4WWZ.